Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Yep, yep. You ask me where I come from.
Ready to go, Kev? Can we do this?
I'm in.
What I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace.
Yes. Where, though?
In an extraordinary place.
Tell me more about this extraordinary place, would you please?
With the stars and stripes.
Oh, I get it now. Yeah.
And the eagle flies.
That'd be the USA. 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 Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennin. Kevin Flynn is here. This is What's on Your Mind. Glad to have you joining us today on the program. So much to talk about. So much to get to. Tucker Carlson dropped a new video at 7 o'clock last night. Why would he do it at 7 o'clock, Kevin, do you think? Why 7 o'clock?
Usually when he's on?
Yeah.
He drop it on Twitter? Or what was the...
He did do it on Twitter. Yeah.
Did not see it.
Exactly right. Well, I'm going to play it for you.
All right.
And that is the important thing. You're going to hear what he said in the video. It was just him sitting in his studio. Looked like his same Tucker Carlson Today studio that he used for the Fox Nation videos that he did. And one thing I found interesting, this is just inside baseball that nobody will pay attention to. I think Tucker had a studio in his house that he built or Fox built or somebody built it. That was
doubt.
A perk that you get when you're a major TV star like he is. And that way he could be in Florida and do the show from Florida. But if you're on Fox, you're mic'd up to the nth degree, and
glamorous sets, and
this sounds like the audio was on an iPhone or something. I don't know, but who cares? It's what he said. Mm-hmm. That's important, and so we're going to share that with you here in just a moment, and have you join us in decoding it a little bit, because he doesn't get in the video and say, "Here's why I'm not at Fox anymore," but what he says really tells you why he's not at Fox anymore. So you can help us decode what Tucker said momentarily. We have breaking news on the economy. Did you see the disappointing growth numbers for the last quarter? 1.1%. Yeah, not good.
Come on, man.
And a full half. They were expecting 2, and it was 1. So that's miserable. Okay? That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, Kevin, I'm giving you $1,000, you go home, tell your wife, get $1,000, you're going to have a little, extra perk, you're going to buy something for the boat, whatever.
Yeah,
you're really excited, and then I give you $500.
Yeah.
You know, it's still $500, but it's not good. It's half of what was expected.
Of course it's bad. Nothing's been done. Nothing's changed.
Oh,
we haven't fixed anything. We haven't improved on anything. Energy, that's good. Nothing's fixed. Nothing's changed.
Wait. Here's what Joe Biden said about the number.
Oh, yeah.
He issued a statement.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's probably easier.
It was him, too. I'm sure he typed it.
Than him bumbling into the camera.
Yeah.
For us to, play all kinds of crazy Joe Biden clips.
It's embarrassing.
He issued a statement on the first quarter 2023 GDP report. Mind you, it is miserable. It's 1.1%. It's anemic growth. Okay? It means all the economy grew in the first quarter was 1%. Here's what he said. Today we learned that the American economy remains strong. Oh, man, it must be fun to live in fantasy land, huh?
I just don't believe it. This continues.
As it transitions... They like that word.
It's a transformation.
As it transitions to steady and stable growth. Oh, I see. Yeah, and that, in other words, that's another way of saying it's a stinker, but it's transitioning, Kev, to steady and stable growth.
Yeah.
Yeah. This past quarter, real personal disposable income increased. Doesn't tell us the number here anywhere. I can't find the 1.1% number. And American consumers continue to spend. Oh, this is, I can't even finish it. My investing in America agenda is rebuilding the economy from the middle out and the bottom up. I love that line.
We're cutting nursing home funding in Minnesota because they don't have you. I mean, where are you?
You're watching the stream. Super producer Chris Larson has the whole statement up there. You can read it for yourself cry, weep openly along with Joe. You know, it's just amazing. Every economist predicting two, it ends up one. That's a miserable failure, and he's trying to tell us it's remained strong.
Mm-hmm.
It's in good shape. And it's just like an alternative universe.
Meanwhile, in 6 years, everybody's got to have an EV with batteries made in China. Meanwhile, at the southern border. Meanwhile, in America's cities, the murder rates are up 10%. Meanwhile.
Yeah. Democrat-led cities, we should add, is where they've jumped. Yeah.
Yep. Some of the greatest cities we have that have just gone. They're gone.
And meanwhile, Minnesota, their House of Representatives down in Minnesota discusses tracking speech.
Yeah.
It considers hate incidents. Yeah, that's happening. We're going to talk about that. Disney's,
if you question China, if you blame China for the COVID thing, that's another one that they're talking about.
Yeah. Here we go.
I mean, it's Orwell.
All right, let's start with Tucker, shall we? And then you can tell me what he's saying here. What do you get out of this? Tucker Carlson, 7 o'clock last night, here's what he said.
Good evening, it's Tucker Carlson. One of the first things you realize when you step outside the noise for a few days is how many genuinely nice people there are in this country, kind and decent people, people who really care about what's true, and a bunch of hilarious people also.
Okay, so that's just kind of a... I think that's genuine from Tucker. You know what I mean? He's that kind of guy.
And a bunch of hilarious people.
And so he appreciates the outpouring of support and the comical comments that he's got about the whole change and everything else. So that's sincere. That's not too much to decode there. Let's go.
A lot of those. It's got to be the majority of the population, even now. So that's heartening. The other thing you notice when you take a little time off is how unbelievably stupid most of the debates you see on television are.
Okay, would we agree with this?
Mm-hmm.
I would agree with that. You know,
I'll tell you right now, I'm going to agree with everything he says.
Cable news has, dumbed down any kind of,
mm-hmm.
and it's all of them.
Yep.
I mean, I watch sometimes, I'm just like, well, this is, I'm losing brain cells watching this.
I know, right? Like, yeah,
you know, and
my neck hurts, I'm shaking my head so much.
But this can be fairly called a swipe at his former employer. For
oh,
sure.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. this is unbelievably stupid cable news is what these debates are on TV. Here we go.
They're completely irrelevant. They mean nothing. In 5 years, we won't even remember that we had them. Trust me, as someone who's participated. And yet, at the same time, and this is the amazing thing, the undeniably big topics, the ones that will define our future, get virtually no discussion at all.
Oh, my.
None.
Isn't that something?
Spot on.
And there's only a few.
Here they do.
That scratch the surface of Fox or Newsmax, and that would be like the border and the debt. But the other networks are completely ignoring them.
Yep.
He's absolutely right. The big topics, nowhere. Nowhere.
Well, no, they'll tell you the big topics are trans rights and climate and EVs and climate and abortion and climate and trans rights.
Okay, here's more Tucker. Listen closely to... get beneath what he's saying here.
War, civil liberties, emerging science, demographic change, corporate power, natural resources. When was the last time you heard a legitimate debate about any of those issues? It's been a long time. Debates like that are not permitted in American media. Both political parties and their donors have reached consensus on what benefits them, and they actively collude to shut down any conversation about it. Suddenly, the United States looks very much like a one-party state.
Now, go back to my top theory on why Tucker left Fox News Channel. It was the fact that just days before he left, he was ripping Big Pharma.
Mm-hmm.
And ripping what happened during COVID, where the corporate media sort of parroted everything.
Yep.
All right? And when he's talking about these big topics, and one of them he mentioned was corporate power, not being permitted... on media tells you a little bit about why he left. More of Tucker Carlson.
That's a depressing realization, but it's not permanent. Our current orthodoxies won't last. They're brain dead. Nobody actually believes them. Hardly anyone's life is improved by them. This moment is too inherently ridiculous to continue, and so it won't. The people in charge know this. That's why they're hysterical and aggressive. They're afraid. They've given up persuasion. They're resorting to force.
Force. Is force an example of him being fired? The people in charge know this. They're hysterical. They're resorting to force. What is he talking about there?
It's the Ministry of Truth. And if you've read Orwell, if you've read 1984, which we can go through the definition of the Ministry of Truth, is a misnomer. It's misnamed, and it's about literally serving the opposite purpose and falsely, you know, creating exact opposites of what
is
war
is getting at here. More after this. Don't go on.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointments.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, it's Lon from Irie Insurance. Soon we'll swap snow for summertime. Boat rides and water skiing, camping in the RV, swimming in the backyard pool, or even a few rounds of golf. Unfortunately, these activities come with increased risks, and sadly, accidents happen. Having the proper insurance can protect you from theft, damage, liability, and more. Experience the Irie difference. Let Irie Insurance take care of your summer risks. To find a location near you, visit us at irieinsurance.com.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Kiss on the program. Why?
The spaceman, Ace Frehley, celebrating his birthday today. Lead guitar player for the band. 73 today.
Why do you call him Spaceman?
Well, that was his makeup. You had the cat, was Peter Criss.
Oh, I see.
You had the demon, that was Gene. And then Starman, whatever, Star whatever child was Paul Stanley. And then the ace was the alien.
Got it.
The traveler.
Got it, got it, got it.
There you go. Telling a story earlier about when they were in Fargo in the flood year of 97, that spring, and they bought, they paid for 25,000 t-shirts to be sold for flood relief. We sold every single one of them.
That's a classy act.
Yeah, they, the band donated them, all of them. And,
my little brother was a huge Kiss fan, and my dad drove him to Rochester, Minnesota from Grand Forks to see Kiss.
Oh, that was way in the day in Rochester?
Yeah.
Oh, like at the Civic down there?
Yep.
Yeah, or the Armory or whatever? Yeah, that would have been mid-70s.
And they happened to stay in the same hotel.
Okay.
As Kiss.
Yeah.
And the day after the show, when they were leaving the hotel, Gene Simmons was in the lobby of the hotel reading the Wall Street Journal.
And this, oh, yeah.
This crushed my little brother. He was like, what? Wall Street Journal, he's supposed to be in.
Oh, no. Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant businessman. Discovered Van Halen.
Yeah,
Gene Simmons did.
Pretty cool. Yep. Hey, we're brought to you today by PetroServe USA Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience. Southwest Chicken Bowl sounds great today for lunch, doesn't it? 45th
Ooh, yeah.
Location of Fargo, you find that. Mongolian beef with orange chicken at Euland, either or in Euland today. Glendon has chicken Alfredo. Salisbury Steak, MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Also the Southwest Chicken Bowl, 12th Avenue and I-29. Beef tips and gravy or sausage mac, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Valley City Taco hot dish or a French dip sandwich. PetroServe USA Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience. Help us unpack what Tucker Carlson is saying. 271-1100 to call us, 237-1590 to text us. Here's more of what Tucker is talking about, and he's set this up by saying the debates on television are ridiculous, and this conglomeration of big media and big corporate prevent the big topics from being discussed. We'll start, only about a minute left. Listen.
Our current orthodoxies won't last. They're brain dead. Nobody actually believes them. Hardly anyone's life is improved by them. This moment is too inherently ridiculous to continue, and so it won't.
Okay. So this is too inherently ridiculous.
Not sustainable.
Not going to continue.
Yes.
Now,
a false prophet will not... No, he's spot on.
So how is he going to play a role in whatever is coming? Let's now listen.
The people in charge know this. That's why they're hysterical and aggressive. They're afraid. They've given up persuasion. They're resorting to force.
Okay, does that mean that's how you got fired? Is that what he's talking about there?
Oh, yeah. Yep. You say this, you don't say that or you're fired.
Yeah.
Say that and you're fired.
So they're...
Doc, that's forcing you, yep. That's...
They know it's a mask.
That's
they know
silencing
it's a,
voices.
It can't continue, so
yes.
They resort to force, okay? Half a minute left.
But it won't work. When honest people say what's true, calmly and without embarrassment... They become powerful.
True.
Honest people.
True.
Saying what's true calmly.
Yep.
It's kind of what Tucker does every
You know what night. Jimmy Fallon says every day, if you have the facts, you pound the facts. If you don't have the facts, you pound the table. These people are so busy pounding the table or just, you know, making word salads. There's no facts in there, any of it.
All right. What are you going to do about it, Tucker?
At the same time, the liars who've been trying to silence them shrink, and they become weaker. That's the iron law of the universe. True things prevail. Where can you still find Americans saying true things? There aren't many places left, but there are some, and that's enough. As long as you can hear the words, there is hope. See you soon.
That's it.
There you go.
Saying true things. Not many places... What do you glean from that? Where's Tucker going? What's he doing? What's he up to? Ryan and Aberdeen, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 271-1100. Give me your theory here.
Hey, fellas. You know, Rush Limbaugh struck out on his own in 1988 and did what he did for 33 years. And I've been hearing a lot of comparisons between Tucker Carlson and the late Rush Limbaugh, God rest his soul. I think that whatever Tucker ends up doing, I think he'll land on his feet. I think he'll land just fine. But sounds to me like he's going independent, if I had to take a guess.
I don't know how after that he lands at CNN.
Well, no, absolutely not.
Yeah.
It's going to be about the platform. I mean, Megyn Kelly went to satellite. Bill O'Reilly created his own. I would see him maybe somehow being a part of the EIB where he does a radio show that's podcast every day. You know, and the people are going to follow Tucker. I mean, they're going to, wherever he is, everybody's waiting to see where he's going because he's not going to stop saying what he's saying. Thank God.
And he's never done radio that I know of.
No. I wouldn't mind hearing him every day.
And give him more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be a big platform wherever it is.
Ryan, appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Jay Thomas, what's your theory?
Did you listen closely to what he said?
Very.
You don't have to see. You just have to hear, as long as you're hearing the words.
I'll bet you both
in case of Miller J. Lifes, he is going to Spotify. He is going to Spotify.
A podcast world or a broadcast?
He'll do the same thing Joe Rogan does.
Yeah, podcast. Yep.
Joe Rogan, remember when the employees and management, they wanted Joe out of there, they threatened to leave, and Spotify told him to go pound sand. He's going, and they gave Joe Rogan $100 million at Spotify. So I have Spotify. It's $10 a month. Imagine how many people sign up for that $10 monthly fee for Tucker Carlson on Spotify.
Yeah.
Because he can't, there's really nowhere else he can go where he can just say what he wants. Because look at Rogan. He has an open format. He can say whatever he wants.
You just missed a caller was talking about Rush.
Rush broke away
and built the EIB. I mean, that could be, get Tucker on 500-600 radio stations and then his podcast to follow and all of it. He'll write his ticket no matter what he wants to do.
I honestly think it would be the same problem, guys, as with Fox, where you're not getting the blue chip advertisers. They just stay away from the controversy. Where Spotify, there's no advertising.
Doesn't need them.
Nope, you pay, the money comes in for your subscription. Yeah. So he had, 3+ million viewers on average? How many of those folks have Spotify and join Spotify for $10 a month? The money is rolling in, and Spotify doesn't have to answer to any advertisers.
How many people watch or
Rogan?
Listen or watch the podcast?
Millions.
Even
millions.
More than Fox was getting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm telling you, Spotify is where he's going to end up.
All right. Write it down.
There's another theory. I love it. Thank you, Jay Thomas. Others welcome at 701-271-1100. Bunch of facts to get to here. I said it again. Facts. Text. Text to get to. 701-237-1590. Stay tuned for that when we continue on What's On Your Mind.
All American land is free because of the brave. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'd be honored to raise a spectacular Made in America flagpole display on your property. I'm a Marine, and I still pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. We have the perfect flag to put the finishing touch on any Patriot's home or business. 701-571-3524 or ndflagpoleguy.com.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA News Update. President Biden will participate in a Take Your Child to Work Day celebration on the South Lawn today. That'll be taking place at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. This evening, he will be meeting in a campaign call with supporters of his re-election bid. Weather is threatening more than 40 million people in the South today and is expected to push east. Parts of the Gulf Coast states like Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi could see flash flooding. The system saw baseball-sized hail on areas in Texas and Florida yesterday. In fact, the severe weather left more than 5 million people across Texas and Louisiana under tornado watches. By tomorrow, heavy rain could impact much of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. The National Football League's New York Jets introduced their new quarterback, former Green Bay Packer Aaron Rodgers.
I'm excited about the new adventure here in New York.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
H.A. Thompson & Sons. If you are someone that watches the bottom line for your business, listen up, because H.A. Thompson & Sons can help. If you see a number that spikes because, oh, that had to be replaced, or this had to be replaced, they have linked service at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Hundreds and hundreds of buildings, and the building owners rely on H.A. Thompson & Sons for the service, and you pay one price, and if something needs repair, they repair it. If something needs to be replaced, they replace it. Works great. Find out more. H.A. Thompson & Sons online at hatandsons.com. hatandsons.com. All right, a few texts here. And by the way, you can call us at 271-1100. Tell us what's on your mind today. Text us at 237-1590. 237-1590. Hey, guys, you are spot on. Think if you started a subscription service for $5 to $10 a month and followed by 20 to 30 million people. What did I say that Joe Rogan has 12 million subscribers? And I would argue Tucker's more mainstream, just known by more people, being on television as long as he has. I think you are onto a number that makes some sense there, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, His podcast is, I mean, between him and Adam Carolla, there was a few of them that were just, I mean, ridiculously followed. It's given Rogan a net worth of about $150 million. I mean, UFC commentator and stand-up comic, but he makes all his money on his podcast.
So Tucker Carlson dropped this video on Twitter last night at 7 o'clock, same time that he normally would be on television,
yep.
Okay?
Yep.
It had 3 million views in, like, a split second. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Now,
yep.
He normally, on an hour show, would get 3 million viewers. That would be the typical viewing, I think, 3.5 million on the high watermark. The video isn't even 24 hours old. A little over 12 hours old, it's already got 15 million views.
Right. And his,
wow.
And his followers and all of that on all of those platforms are growing by the minute.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and it'll just be another great personality that Fox let go for the wrong reasons. You know, I followed Megyn Kelly. We follow Bill O'Reilly. All gone for basically the same reason. I mean,
Bill O'Reilly's lost his edge a little, though.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Texter says, wonder how much Tucker's numbers grow when he can speak uncensored.
Exactly. That's what you're going to see.
Thank you, Dems.
Yep.
Says the listener. Another listener said, I believe what we're hearing in that video, Scott, is that Tucker is telling us the media and the press is not free, it's controlled. Pretty much what he said.
Yep.
And he said there's very few places for truth. There are some out there for truth. And clearly that's where he's going to go, where he perceives to be the truth. Another listener said, listening to Biden is like watching an episode of Cops when the stereotypical perp is explaining to the cops that the drugs are not theirs. And the stolen car they are in was one they borrowed from a friend. Biden is the perp for comparison's sake.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was just looking at Megyn Kelly's YouTube channel. She's
same,
got
same amount of slurring, too, by the way. Yeah,
she's got 930. She's just shy of a million subscribers. She's got 2,400 videos loaded. And each of the videos are, you know, the older they are, the more view. I mean, easily over 100,000 views each. So, I mean, you add up. Megyn Kelly's doing just fine. Tucker will do just fine. Now they can say whatever they want. I love Megyn Kelly because she drops all kinds of F-bombs, and she's like this, you're like your sister when she's got a few beers in her.
We had an example yesterday of exactly what Tucker Carlson is talking about in that press conference with Biden and the South Korean president. You seen this coverage?
He had
a cheat sheet.
We talked about it earlier. I'm so done with this.
He had a cheat sheet.
Yeah.
And on the cheat sheet, it had the picture of a reporter that he was supposed to call on.
L.A. Times. They will not return any calls.
From the L.A. Times.
Yep.
And by the way, the pronunciation of her name and her picture and all that, so he could call on her. But here's the creepy part. He had darn near verbatim the question she was going to ask.
Oh, yeah. And he was reading his answer. He read his answer. Hugh Hewitt was talking about this earlier. He had his aviator sunglasses on, and he is reading his answer. About his age. It's all theater. Man, this is Bernie, man. This is weekended March Bernie out with his script, ask the people that he's supposed to ask, and then all he can do is to walk off and not shake hands with invisible people.
Okay, but I'm telling you, when the President of the United States has in advance a question from a LA Times reporter, has it down near verbatim on his cheat sheet,
yep,
knows what she's going to ask, has his answer prepared, that's like Russia, man.
That's the epitome of fake news.
That's not America.
That is the definition of all fake. It's fake news. It's a fake. The whole thing's fake. It's all theater.
So
he's not in a meeting. He's not solving anything. He's not addressing problems. He's not doing the hard work. He's getting up. Somebody's dressing him. They feed him. They give him his little cheat sheets, and he learns his lines.
Let's go back to what Tucker said about the media. There
is. Prove me wrong.
There it is right there. Right there.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
It's got to stop.
Let's see what else we have here. 271-1100 to call us, 237-1590 to text us. I'm going to rip through these texts here and then I'll get to the calls. When Biden says things are going great, he means his path to socialism and communism is on the right track.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, remember all
I've been given a list of 10 people that I'm supposed to call on.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Then,
ladies and gentlemen, they gave me a list here.
Yeah.
The first person I was instructed to call on was
a secret.
Kelly O'Donnell of NBC.
Uh-huh.
I'll take your questions, and as usual, folks, they gave me a list.
Who gave you a list?
I'm going to call on. I'm not supposed to take any questions, but go ahead.
You're not supposed to take any questions.
Hold on. There he goes.
I can guarantee every American will be out.
There he goes again. Oh, boy. All he can do to leave the room.
What you're hearing is him walking out.
Yeah, leaving the room, getting yelled at.
Asking questions. Yeah.
A list.
Another listener. Breaking news. Fox has just called Arizona for Biden in the 2024 election with 0% precincts reporting.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly right. All right, let's see here what else we got. U.S. Senate approves a bill to make daylight savings time permanent. The Senate approved a measure called the Sunshine Protection Act unanimously by voice vote. The House of Representatives, which has held a committee hearing on the matter, must still pass the bill before it goes to President Biden to sign. Are they working this morning? It's a little early for them to be working in Washington, D.C. I don't know when you say just approved. Maybe you meant earlier. Anyway, let's see here. Let's go to the calls. 271-1100. Texter just wanted to share with us, per Spotify and Nielsen, each Rogan episode is 11 million viewers and listeners. That means of his 12.8 million subscribers, 11 million
watch it regularly.
Watch every episode, which is pretty extraordinary.
I do. Yep, I'm a big fan.
Interesting. All right, Mike and Perm, it says. I think that means Perham.
Perham, Minnesota.
Perham, Minnesota. Mike, what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Hey, Scott and Kevin. You know, they're talking here in Minnesota about tracking hate speech. How are they going to do this? On the phone? On the on your computer? Are they going to take some of that $17.2 billion and hire informers? That's a dirty word in Ireland, because this is what they used to do. They would report people for saying anything against the British government, and these people could be arrested. And unfortunately, in some instances, they were executed. And some of these people were innocent simply because the informer had a grudge against them. Are they going to do something like that here in Minnesota? I mean, you know, they're going to arrest you for saying the wrong thing. For crying out loud, this is 1984. Like Kevin said, this is creepy. Crying out loud.
We're going to unpack that story a little bit next hour.
Creepy is a good word.
Just the fact that they're proposing it is creepy. I couldn't agree with you anymore. How they plan to actually propose
yeah,
this,
yeah,
how they enforce
good luck
it.
Getting any law enforcement to actually execute a warrant on something I said.
Yeah.
And get out of here.
There you go.
Shut
yeah,
up,
really.
How's that? Shut up, Tim.
It's frightening.
The rest of you, shut your mouth. Shut your
yeah,
yapper.
Kevin, let's watch that language there, buddy.
I'm a little microaggressive.
You guys
aren't
take
Mike?
It easy and have yeah. a good day.
You too, buddy.
Mike. 271-1100 to call us. Text us at 237-1590. I do have a little bit of good news today. And we'll get into this next hour as well as the Minnesota insanity. Surprising surge of young Americans turn to religion, says a headline. How about that?
Absolutely. All the young people around me.
That's hope.
Have faith, you bet.
I love it. Same with me. A school district is banning Let's Go Brandon clothing and the Trump flag.
Whatever.
And they're being sued for it. It's
they get another shut up award.
Tell you about that.
How about that? Let's come up with the shut up awards. Shut your yapper awards.
Yeah.
Shut up and teach. Okay?
Breaking news. Longtime TV personality Jerry Springer has died. 79 years of age.
Springer.
Died in Chicago.
Oh, there's a show.
One of those shows you have to watch, but you just know you feel dirty after watching.
Remember Morton Downey? Remember he was the other one, too.
Oh.
He passed away, too.
You come across that on television.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is this? What the heck is this?
It's all that. Yeah, that was all theater, too. And then Springer, when they guess when they would attack each other, it was like a rest, like a WWE TV show. The host.
Awful.
Yeah.
Absolutely awful.
Made a fortune.
Another bit of breaking news here today. What's going on? Something in the water? The U.S. Navy announced that the Islamic Republic of Iran, Islamic Republic of Iran, has seized a foreign vessel in the Gulf of Oman.
Yeah, yeah. Texas found oil tanker.
So this is a U.S. tanker?
It was bound. It says the U.S. Navy says Iran has seized a Texas-bound oil tanker.
Yeah,
it's the only headline I'm seeing right now.
My report says a foreign vessel. In the Gulf of Oman, a Marshall Islands flagged oil tanker. Marshall Islands, okay. So it's not ours, but it's carrying our oil, sounds like.
Hmm.
Maybe they're not afraid of Joe Biden, I guess, huh? Wow.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. At ND Estate Services, it's our job to take a complicated process and make it simple for you and your family. We educate families on how to, number one, avoid probate, protect from guardianship, save taxes, and most importantly, have peace of mind. Contact me, Mark, at 701-318-0908 or contact me via ndestateservices.com.
Your wellness is within reach with the saltwater hot tub sale at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. This April, buy a Hot Spring Spa and get a free saltwater care system, a $2,000 value free. Save up to $4,000 with an inventory clearance model. For a limited time, we have a very special financing option. Get into the wellness of a hot tub for as little as $2 a day. This April, your wellness is within reach at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. It's all about wellness.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, Jim the Flagpole Guy in just a moment here. First to John and Perm waiting to weigh in. Hey, John, what's on your mind? John, are you there?
I don't think he's here.
Last chance for John. Unmute your phone and talk to us on What's on Your Mind. Yes, go ahead, John.
Can you hear me?
I can now, yep.
Okay. Thanks for the opportunity. I think the problem that we're having in Minnesota with speech is basically comes down to one word, cowardice. We are, for the most part, afraid to stand up to the governor and the state legislature and tell them this is unacceptable and we're not going to do it. Let me give you an example, if I may. I live here in Otterdale County. We have a budding Turning Point USA chapter going here, and they were looking for a venue in the town of Perm in order to hold a meeting where they were going to have a person who was connected with Turning Point come in and do basically a seminar on the Constitution, where our rights came from, why our rights are the way they are in the Bill of Rights and everything else. And they went to this one particular place. I'm not sure if you're going to let me use the name, so I won't. And this place is basically, it's a restaurant, bar, bowling alley, that type of thing. And they told them that they would, well, they asked that they would like to rent their meeting room for a meeting. They told them what it was all about, who was going to be there. They said it's nothing radical or anything like that. It's got nothing to do with any of the radical causes that are out there. It's just a bunch of patriotic Americans who wanted to get together and listen to this seminar on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and where our rights come from and how they're applied. They were told by the owner, no, that's way too controversial. We can't allow that. In my mind, that's pure cowardice.
I'm with you, John.
And they are standing up, John. I mean, we don't have any office. We lost the House and the Senate. I mean, St. Paul has been taken over. It's like a cabal. So
let them know.
They're fighting.
Don't make it easy for them.
Don't make it easy.
Let your voice be heard for sure, but it's an uphill battle. Appreciate the call, John. Thank you. Love our Minnesota listeners. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. He's one guy who can help you with a little bit of patriotism in the crazy times in which we live. What's on your mind today, Jim?
Hey. Well, good morning, Scott. Good morning, everybody. I don't know. It just seems to be crazy. I woke up and the few outlets that I follow and get my daily information, everything is just crazy right now. And, boy, the more we talk about it, the more emotional I'm getting and everything about some of the things that are going on. You know, I just want to get back to what I see every day on the Great Plains. And all the people I come in contact with, you know, on a daily basis, that everybody is still traditionally orderly and they're not crazy. They're trying to go to work. And that's really in the end what's going to, you know, be very important, is that there's a large group of us that all still can think and take care of each other and not be emotional and not allow all these untrue isms to come to fruition. I'm just so grateful. You know, Scott, we're going to be traveling here pretty soon, and I'm going to be all across the state. If anybody needs me to stop and take a look, I'm on your area. I'll do my best to come and arrive, and we can take a look at your site and install a flagpole. I'm sewing flags this morning, Scott. We are fixing flags and doing the flag maintenance and getting those caught up. As I was away last week, and we're also doing estimates. You can find us at usflagpoleguy.com, and if you're on your phone, you can stand in front of your house and you can kind of let Google take over for a minute, and it'll show augmented reality. It'll drop a flagpole of color onto your screen. You can see what a flagpole looks like all on your own. We have flags in stock. Flag supply is getting better for America. You know, it just seems to be, we're all willing to make America great again, and we're just going to keep doing that. And I just love the people of the prairie and the men of the prairie that have supported me, that are listening, and everybody that supported America, and they're grateful for America, and they're working hard, taking care of themselves and their family. That's what gives me solace, that there's still some stability in America, Scott, and you're part of that, and Mr. Kevin, and everybody else at our they're listening to this program because they care about America and they care about the future. And there's more of us than there is of them, believe me. And I can hear it all the way from one end of the prairie to the other. Everybody, they all have the same heart. So my hat's off to you all and for making the next right reason that they take care of themselves and their family. And this is what America is you. Thank you. And I love you all. And I'm proud to be an American and be a son of my father and my grandfather and those that trained me. And I'm proud of those that are around me, Scott. And I'm proud of this audience.
571 Flag, the column 571 Flag or USFlagPoleGuide.com. Thanks,
Jim. Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All season men's slippers. All season women's slippers. There's all season men's moccasin slippers and all season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code Scott to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal or call 800-506-9028.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.